The Gemara in the 19th Perek in Shabbos tells us about the laws of Mila, and specifically Mila on Shabbos. As we mentioned many times, Mila bizmana is docha Shabbos. Mila shelo bizmana is not docha Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Hey discusses what about a baby, a C-section baby, meaning a baby not born naturally. In other words, there is no din of Tuma. Because the Torah in Parashas Tazria seems to connect Yom Shmini to Isha Kisaria of Yalda Zach of Atama. So the Shaila is, strictly speaking, if it's a C-section baby, so there's no Tuma. And that's the why it's a wee paskin, it's a Sveika Dedina. If a C-section baby is born on Shabbos, we do not do it, because it's a Suffolk Milo Bismana. It's a different, a Twilight baby is a Suffolk, we don't know if it's day 8. A C-section baby, we know it's day 8, we just don't know if that's the day you're supposed to do it. It's the Machlokes day 1 and day 8. However, there's a contemporary Shaila that comes up today is in terms of, so what about in vitro fertilization, artificial insemination, a woman, so C-section baby, we know the queer. You don't do a bris on Shabbos. But what about a artificial insemination or in vitro? Why would that be different? Or because the conception's different, but the birth is the same. The Gemara talks about where the birth is different. So why would I even entertain the Shaila? Because there's a Gemara in Chagiga Tezayin Amid Aleph, which discusses the case of bathhouse insemination, whether it could exist or not in science, who knows? That's a discussion. But the case is where a woman became pregnant because she went into the bathhouse. Apparently, after a man went in, and she became pregnant after him. So the Gemara discusses the question whether that Gemara is taken literally or not. However, Rabbeinu Chananu and the Gemara writes, this is a maisanes. It's a miraculous action. And in a maisanes, it's not a regular childbirth. This woman does not become tame. So, and therefore, when a woman conceives and gives birth, so therefore, that's what Rabbeinu Chananu says. So therefore, Rabbeinu Chananu just points out a bathhouse insemination is not considered a natural childbirth, even though the birth is the same, the conception is different, and therefore maybe you shouldn't have the bris on. So that's it. So he just says it's not considered a regular childbirth. So according to Rabbeinu Chananu, so then perhaps you can't do a bris on Shabbos, because if it's a bathhouse insemination, it should have a din of a cesa, even though it's a little different, because here again, as I pointed out, the conception is different, but the birth is the same. It is a normal birth. So that's the Shaila. What's pshat in Rabbeinu Chananu? That we shouldn't circumcise a child who's conceived by bathhouse insemination on Shabbos. So in the Mincha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman discusses different interpretations. What's pshat in Rabbeinu Chananu? Is it pshat because the conception happened miraculously, derech nes? That's why a woman doesn't become tameh? Or no? Or do we say since she became pregnant in an Shalok derech, it's not the conventional way, it's not the normal way. The normal way is living with your wife, not through by unscientific means. So Rav Chananu says you don't do the bris on Shabbos. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying, is it because it's derech nes, or it's because of it's unconventional? So either way, you wouldn't do the bris. The Shaila is, it's a major shaila bizman hazeh. So if you do in vitro or you do a modern science, which there definitely isn't derech nes, because we know how it's happening, but it's still not considered the norm, although it's much more normal now.
than it was 50 years ago or 20 years ago. So Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to be machmir according to this, the second interpretation, that he would say that for going to Rabbeinu Hanan, a woman who was artificially inseminated or other or in vitro fertilization, whatever other means it is, does not become tamei at birth, since the conception was shelo kederach, unconventional, and the effort would come out according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, and one should not do a bris on day 8 on Shabbos. And in fact, it's not only the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Herschel Schachter seems to follow that. I think Rabbi Mordechai Willig, Rav J. David Bleich, in the contemporary halacha, he says as well that if a child is conceived to in vitro, as the din of, he learns the pshat in Rav Hanano as not that it's a mais and nais, that it's not the norm, and therefore perhaps it's not day A, it'll be a mila shalo bizmana. Or it's a suffix, or I should say it's a suffix, mila shalo bizmana, and therefore one should not do the bris. And just and as well, you point out, you don't have to tell anyone why, just tell someone the bilirubin tie, or whatever the issue might be. However, you have Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Schachter, Rav Bleich. On the other hand, you have Avadji Yosef, who says you can do the bris. Either he holds because of Derech Neis, or we don't pass in Rav Hanano, because it's always run into the Shaila. When only Rav Hanano talks about it, not the other Rishonim, does that mean they all agree or they all disagree? So, nevertheless, so that's the discussion. And as well, I believe Rav Usher Weiss, I believe his sheet is as well, you do the bris on Shabbos. And as well, I believe Rav David Feinstein, he has a major machokas. You have Rav David Feinstein, Rav Usher Weiss, you have Avadji Yosef on one hand, versus Rabbi Bleich, Rav Willig, Rav Schachter, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, who say not to do it. So, I guess the different communities have different minhagim.